Give us me money back. You were insured.
Oh, well, that is the ironic thing about it, Father. I was insured for breakages, but not against theft. And the police thinks they were stolen. So what do you want to do? Confess? Or shall I keep the money?
Oh, Michael.
I'll sort you out later.
Oh, is Mr. Albert Steptoe in?
Yes.
Well, I'd like to ask him a few questions.
Oh, it'll be a pleasure. Come in. Oi, Shag Nasty. They want to ask you some more questions.
Aye? Mr. Steptoe, I'm from the Daily Express.
What's Daily Express? What do you want with him?
Oh, we are doing a series called British Bravery, the Envy of the World. And we'd like to feature your life story.
How much?
£150.
Oh, no.
£250.
£200.
Done. In 1914, I lied about my height and joined the Grenadier Guards and I was sent to Flanders. I'm not going too fast for you, am I?
Oh, no.
Sir John French said to me, he said, Albert, he said, we've got to stop him on the Marne.
So oh, I said, blimey.
You've been listening to Wilfrid Bramble and Harry H. Corbett as Steptoe and Son, with Dudley Foster as the inspector. Other parts were played by Gerard Green, Edward Kelsey and Trevor Martin. Written and adapted for radio by Ray Galton and Alan Simpson, the Steptoe series is produced by Bobby Jay.
Next week, Harold is having a cheese and wine evening for some dodgy poker players, but true to fashion, Albert does his best to ruin it, until he realises that his son is being fleeced by the card sharks. Time for some fatherly intervention in Full House next week at the same time.
You're listening to BBC Radio 4 Extra.
And now that bungling duo Lennox Brown and Lamb are ordered to organise a bypass around a Surrey beauty spot, which just happens to be where the Transport Minister lives. Expect the arrival of some heavy plant. And I'm not talking triffids.
Time to meet the men from the ministry. Let's take another kick at the seat of government with Norma Ronald, Ronald Badley, John Graham, and the men from the ministry, Richard Murdoch and Derek Guiler. In the General Assistance Department at the Ministry, Lennox Brown and Lamb can never resist a challenge.
Well, then, too, let's play that new game I've invented, shall we? Promotion.
You've invented a game?
Well, don't sound so surprised. You don't think I sit at my desk all day doing nothing, do you?
What exactly is this game? Promotion, you said.
That's right. It's a little bit like snakes and ladders, but on a proper civil service basis, you see. Mm-hmm. Now, here, you see, there's the board and the dice and these counters you move to show how far you've got.
Oh, yes, little men in bowler hats. And you have to get them from bottom right to top left.
Helped, of course, by these ladders, if you're lucky enough to land on one.
Seen talking to head of department, go up one.
Yes.
Head of department laughs at your joke, go up two.
You laugh at head of department's joke, go up six. Yes, but you've got to watch out for the snakes.
Ah, yes. Mm. Seen slipping canteen sugar into pocket, go down one. Send rude postcard to office while on holiday, go down four.
Well, I like to think they're rather well balanced. Note these two, for instance.
Yes.
Seen leaving office with bulging briefcase, go up one.
Briefcase falls open to show tablets of soap nicked from washroom, go down two. I say this is tricky one. Seen cuddling secretary, go down five.
On the other hand, see head of department cuddling secretary, go up 10 and have unlimited free throat.
Oh, you wouldn't wait long in Sir Gregory's case. General Assistance Department.
Lennox Brown there.
Well, it's Sir Gregory. It sounds as if he's got a job for you.
Oh, he always rings when he's not wanted. What an uncouth fellow he is. Hello, Sir Gregory. What an uncouth fellow. What a nice surprise to hear from you, sir. And how's Lady Pitkin? Got over her chest, has she?
Yes, thank you, yes. Now listen, Lennox Brown.
Make her keep wool next to the skin. That's the thing in this weather.
Yes, yes, yes. Now listen, this is urgent.
Never mind if it tickles, that's not important. People her age mustn't take risks.
I'm ringing because I've a very important job for your office.
Ah, I was afraid you might have, yes.
Do you know Surrey at all, Lennox Brown?
I certainly do, Sir Gregory. Yes, I often motor through there, yes. The minister lives there, doesn't he?
Yes, yes. Do you know the Hog's Back?
I didn't even know he'd been away.
No, you fool! It's a road on the way to Snedfield.
Oh, ah, yes, yes. Well, I know Snedfield, yes. Always full of traffic.
Exactly.
Yes.
Now, that's why we want to build a Snedfield bypass, send all through traffic round the outside.
What a brilliant scheme, Sir Gregory.
Well, the problem is to find the most suitable route. That's your job, and it's urgent.
Urgent, I see, yes.
Study the map, look at the possibilities, check the layout of all present roads, streets, and highways.
Rely on us, Sir Gregory. We'll leave no avenue unexplored.
Come along, Mildred. LB wants us for his conference on the Snedfield scheme.
Righty-ho, Mr. Lamb.
Did you get that large-scale map of the area like I asked you?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Sorry, I forgot.
You forgot. That's a fine thing. You know what Sir Gregory said about people who can't remember things.
No, what'd he say?
I forget. Well, I can't keep LB waiting. Join us in 5 minutes, Mildred, and bring that map with you.
Oh, where can I get a thing like that? I better ask Byrne. Archive department, please. After all, if he can't help you out in an emergency, what's the boyfriend for? Hello, Burns. Mildred here. Look, I'm in trouble and it's up to you to help me out. What? What do you mean you just put in for a foreign posting? No, Burn. It's just we need a map of Surrey, quick, and I don't know where to get one. Oh, you got one down there. That's a bit of luck. He's 18 what? 1885. Well, that won't matter. England hasn't changed shape, has it? I'll come and fetch it right away.
Now, are we ready to tie this business up? Crawley, you found a contractor for the job?
Yes, Halfyard and Hewitt, construction and demolition experts. They'll start the bypass as soon as we've settled the what's-his-name.
Yes, well, that shouldn't take long. We have a map of the area, have we?
I asked Mildred, but she forgot. She's still trying to find one.
Oh, typical.
Have no fear, Mildred, dear.
Mildred, we've been waiting for that map of...
Surrey.
Well, I accept your apology. just spread the map on the table, will you? That's the idea. Mind my pelargonium, too.
Oh, yes, sorry.
Yes, well, be careful. Now then. Now, where are we?
Well, now, this is Snedfield over here. Look, where these two roads join.
Yes, that's what causes the traffic jams.
Jams, yes. Well, perhaps we should work out some one-way streets like we did in London. I enjoyed that. You remember
that?
Yes. Oh, you weren't here, were you, Crawley? No. No, Mr. Lamb and I were blindfolded, you see, and we stuck pins in the London street. It was marvellous, you see. Everywhere we hit, we made a one-way street.
And everyone we missed, we made no entry or left turn only.
London's never been the same since.
My dear, Sir Gregory wasn't pleased.
Oh, no.
Each time he tried to drive home, he ended up back at the office.
But we're not allowed to mess about with Snedfield, Mr. Lennox Brown. We've got to find a route for the bypass.
Ah, yes, I remember. Send all through traffic round the outside.
Yeah, it won't be easy finding space, though. That area's highly developed.
Not at all, Mr. Crawley. There's all this bit over here, quite empty. I mean, this map smells rather musty. Where did you get it, Mildred?
From one of the other departments.
Oh, good, then it must be all right. As I said, there's plenty of room for the new road. Look at all this green space over here where it says North Surrey.
Oh, yes, yes. Croydon Village. It's all fields and forest.
Yes. Yeah. And across here there's pearly pastures, public footpath to Balham. Common Grazing Ground, Battersea Parish Council. Lambeth Woods.
Yeah, but wait a minute, this road's to be further down here, surely, I mean...
Well, that's open country too. Mildred, pass me that toffee tin with the coloured pencils. We'll have this worked out in no time. There we are. What do you think of that?
Very impressive. Looks like the veins on Sir Gregory's face.
Everybody got it clear? This red line is the new road. Yes. That green triangle is the builder's base. This blue square is the development area.
And what's that brown circle?
That's where I left my teacup.
Oh. I must say, it all seems too easy to me.
Well, I think I've done enough. I'll be off for the rest of the day. Two, you'll tell the contractors where we want the road.
Yeah, I certainly will.
Yes, and have them get their bulldozers moving first thing in the morning.
Or even sooner. My word, Sir Gregory will be pleased. The route goes through entirely untouched open country, so there'll be no inconvenience to anyone.
Another piece of toast, Alf.
No, I've had enough, Clad. Them prunes is filling. I'll just sit quiet in the window here and read the Snedfield Guardian. I always like to sit quiet for a bit after prunes.
Oh, yeah. Yes, you like your old window seat, don't you?
Hello, what's going on over there?
Another piece of toast, Alf.
Over there on the allotments? Lots of blokes with concrete mixers and tractors and all that argy-bargy.
It's best to sit quiet after prunes.
They've got one of them big bulldozers. It's coming this way, it is. It's gone right over Bert Brown's Brussels.
What's a bulldozer, Alf?
Hey, it's knocked down Gary Gibson's greenhouse. And Ollie Osgood's outhouse. And Shorty Shipham's shed. Sounds like he was in there.
What's a bulldozer, Ralph?
Oh, he's knocked down the railings. Hey, that bulldozer's coming across the road.
What's a bulldozer, Ralph?
Hey, he's knocked our fence down. He's coming through our garden. What's he think he... Oh, stop, look out!
What is a bulldozer, Alf?
That ruddy thing there by the sideboard!
General Assistance Department, Richard Lamb speaking.
It's Worth here, foreman on your Snedfield bypass scheme.
Oh, good morning, Mr. Worth. Everything going smoothly, is it?
No, I'm afraid it isn't. We can't put this road where you said... There's a row of houses in the way.
Houses? Surely not. Just let me look at the map. No, there are no houses there at all.
But I can see them.
An optical illusion, Mr. Worth. Perhaps you're wearing National Health glasses. If the houses aren't on the ministry map, they don't exist.
One of my lads just drove his bulldozer through someone's front wall. We thought you had them evacuated, see? One old duck ended up sitting on a bulldozer's bonnet clutching a bowl of prunes.
I'm sorry, Mr. Worth. We want this job kept up to schedule, so please get on with it. Good day. Amazing what a fuss some people make over trivial things. Still, I think I put him in his place, Mildred, don't you? I'm sure we'll hear no more about it.
Good evening. In Chatterama tonight, we turn our television spotlight on a matter of public concern. The problem? What looks suspiciously like a ministry muddle. The place? Snedfield in Surrey. Our reporter, Forth Robinson.
Hello. As you've probably gathered, this is Forth Robinson here. And I'm standing amid the ruins of what was once a housing estate and is now just a heap of rubble. For here at Snedfield, a ministry road-building scheme is being pushed through in a hurry. And literally pushed through. Already it's pushed through 90 houses, 4 pubs, a churchyard, and a public toilet. There has indeed been grave inconvenience. So, what's going on? Well, I have here 2 men from the ministry who should know. Mr. Lennox Brown, why have these people been turned out of their homes?
Ah, yes. Well, it's the scheme, my dear chap, yes. It was all in the memo, you see, all laid down.
Yes, but you devised the scheme, did you not?
In a way, yes. Look, why don't you have a word with my assistant here, Mr. Lamb?
Mr. Lamb, have you anything to add to what your superior has said?
Only that he's absolutely right.
But he didn't say anything.
No, but if he had, he'd have been absolutely right.
Mr. Lamb, how would you like to be turned out of your home at 48 hours' notice?
Oh, I'd love it.
You say you'd love it?
Yeah, it's the smell of my landlady's cooking, you see. It seems to follow you everywhere.
Just one moment, Mr. Robinson. Could I ask you a question for a change?
Oh, by all means.
That's such a charming accent of yours. What part of Wales do you come from?
Of all the fantastic, incredible idiocy, of all the stupid, silly farces, of all the half-witted, bone-headed bungling.
Silly what, Sir Gregory? Yes,
farces, I think he said.
Of all the incompetent, hair-brained inanity, of all the ham-fisted, bubbling lunacy.
Now, Sir Gregory, please, you mustn't blame yourself.
Found it, man. You've wrecked all these houses and evicted scores of people just because you looked at an out-of-date map. What are the public going to say?
Does the public have to know, Sir Gregory?
Ah. Now, listen. As it happens, I see a chance to save face.
Oh. Are you sure it's worth it, Sir Gregory?
Look. The answer to this problem is a flyover.
Oh, a flyover. What a splendid idea.
By Jove, yes. Good thinking, Sir Gregory.
It'll justify this demolition you've done and turn the Snedfield bypass into a showpiece of modern planning.
And perhaps a few one-way streets, eh?
As you know, they're having this Forward with Britain exhibition shortly, and they're a bit stuck for samples of British progress.
So I hear. Mr. Crawley says that all they've got so far are colour television eye shades and a mechanical bingo caller.
Well, now they can fill the place with pictures of the Snedfield flyover, plus lots of blurb.
I can see it now. Snedfield flyover, a triumph for British engineering.
Snedfield flyover, tomorrow's flyover today.
Snedfield flyover, gateway to the future.
Snedfield flyover, a challenge of our time.
Excellent, excellent.
Just one thing, Sir Gregory.
Yes?
What exactly is a flyover?
Mildred, have you addressed all those invitations for the official Snedfield opening?
I'm just on the last few now, sir.
Can I check them?
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's see. MPs, the minister, the mayor. Oh, honestly, Mildred, look at this envelope to R.D. Niblett Esquire.
What's wrong with that? You told me to put his title in.
I said President of the Snedfield Chamber of Commerce. Look what you've written.
President of the Snedfield Chamber of Horrors. Oh, shall I rub it out?
I think you'd better. This Snedfield scheme's the apple of Sir Gregory's eye.
Well, so it should be, the millions it's cost. It's no wonder they brought in all these new economy rules for the civil service. Here, have you seen that list on the wall there?
Oh, yes.
All internal envelopes to be readdressed and used at least 10 times.
And then turned inside out and used another 10. Telegrams and phone calls to be reduced to the minimum.
Yeah, my boyfriend Bernard says they've cut off his extension. I mean, that could ruin our relationship.
The one thing they're not economising on is this Snedfield opening. I haven't seen LB and Sir Gregory so excited for years. They spend half the day chatting about it on the phone. I just hope it works out all right.
Well, it's all in hand, Sir Gregory. At 11:55 next Monday, the Duchess will cut the tape. And at 12 o'clock precisely, she'll be the first to fly over the Passover. Pass over the flyover.
Good, good. There'll be a small reception afterwards, of course, for myself and other VIPs. Champagne and whatever delicacies they can knock up in the kitchen.
I don't know if you'd wish me to be there, sir.
Good idea. They need all the help in the kitchen they can get. Keep up the good work, Lennox Brown.
It can be very hurtful sometimes.
One, I have the pictures of the Snedfield flyover.
Ah, yes, yes, for the Forward with Britain exhibition. Yes, well, may I see?
Here you are, mm-hmm. Straight from Half Yard and Hewitt's own photographic unit on the site.
But don't you think these pictures They're not quite big enough for the exhibition.
Well, I wondered that myself. They should really be enormous.
Well, I mean, they're the centrepiece of the show. People need to see them right across the hall.
Yes, perhaps I should ask them to get their prints blown up larger and send us some bigger copies.
Good idea, yes, but there isn't much time.
I'll send a telegram. Now, let's see. Halfyard and Hewitt, Snedfield, Surrey. We have received your pictures of the flyover, but I am afraid they are too small. Stop. So will you please have them blown up larger?
Immediately.
Immediately. There, I think that covers it.
Oh. Two, haven't you read the new economy rules? That's twice as many words as you need in this telegram.
Really?
Yes. Halfyard in Hewitt's... Yes. Oh, look, isn't there a telegraphic address on that letter? Yes, here you are, you see. Telegraphic address, Halfwit, Surrey. Now then, we have received your pictures of the fly...
Yes?
Oh, you're not writing to your aunt, too. Oh. You must be businesslike. All you say is, pictures received, flyover.
Pictures received, flyover, stop.
No, you don't need the stop. It's not a punctuation exercise. I'm afraid they're too small, so will you please have them blown up larger immediately?
Yes.
Well, be firm, too. Decisive. Mm-hmm. All you have to say is, too small, must be blown up immediately.
I see, right. Pictures received, flyover, too small, stop. Oh, no, you don't want to stop. We cross that out. Yes. Must be blown up immediately.
I see you saved nearly £1 on the cost of the wire.
Seems General Assistance Department may have done something right for once.
You seem in a very good mood, Sir Gregory.
Well, I'm off for a long weekend at my new country cottage.
Your new country cottage? How very delightful, yes. And where is that, if I may ask?
A lovely unspoilt spot by the Downs called Groping on the Green.
Oh, Groping on the Green, yes. Well, that sounds charming, sir, yes.
It is. I hope down there I'll find a little peace.
I thought you usually took one with you.
What?
Will you be taking anyone with you?
Well, as you're no doubt aware, Lamb, Miss Bentwater from the typing pool is coming to handle my schedules. One can never entirely leave work behind.
How true, Sir Gregory, yes, yes.
But it'll be good to relax before Monday's ceremony. Yes, can I rely on there being no slip-ups?
Oh, most certainly, sir. We saw pictures of the flyover yesterday. They're just adding the finishing touches.
Ah, the pictures for the exhibition, no doubt.
Exactly so, sir, yes. Unfortunately, they were too small, so we ordered them to be blown up.
My word, you're on the ball these days, Lennox Brown.
Indeed we are, sir. Indeed we are. Yes, we sent them a pretty sharp telegram, I can tell you. Oh, very brief. Of course. I mean, in accordance with the new economy rules.
Excellent.
Perhaps you'd like to see the telegram. Would you? Yes. Have you a copy? I think you'll agree it's a model of brevity and directness.
The Snedfield flyover is a ministry triumph. The pictures, like the opening ceremony, must be on the grand scale.
Here's the telegram, Sir Gregory.
What? Oh, yes. You're wired to the Snedfield people. Now, let me see. Pictures received, flyover too small... Must be blown up immediately. What?
No, oh, that's right. No. If I may say so, you misread it.
Yes.
It's the pictures that are too small.
You stopped in the wrong places, you see. Yeah. The way you read it, it sounds as if we wanted the flyover blown up.
Isn't that the way they'll have read it? You pinheaded, bird-brained buffoon! Get them on the phone, quick!
On the phone, yes. Mildred, get me the Snedfield flyover site at once. The man in charge, that's right. It's very urgent.
It isn't possible. It isn't possible. They wouldn't do such a thing.
No, Sir Gregory, they wouldn't do such a thing.
Well, of course they would, you blithering idiot.
Well, of course they would, you blithering idiot.
What else can they do? They've got your orders in black and white. Too small to blow it up.
You know, I think I'll go home now. Got a bit of a headache.
Stay where you are. You two are responsible for this. If there are necks to be wrung, I want yours handy.
We've got Snedfield. Hello. This is Mr. Lamb at the ministry.
Oh, Mr. Lamb at the ministry. Good morning.
Look, we sent you a telegram yesterday. Have you blown up the flyover yet?
We didn't get the telegram till this morning, I'm afraid.
They didn't get the telegram till today.
Thank heavens for the post office.
And then there was the question of evacuating the local people.
So you haven't done it? You haven't blown up the flyover yet? They haven't done it. They haven't blown it up yet.
But don't worry about the delay. It's just going up now. There. I expect you heard it, did you?
Correction, Sir Gregory. They have blown it up.
I heard.
Oh, you heard.
I heard you write off £90 million of public money.
Mind you, sir, we did save 90 pence on the cost of the telegram.
Well, did I ever tell you what my father said when he put me into the civil service?
No, too, you never told me what your father said when he put you into the civil service, but I'm afraid you may be about to.
He said, once you're established, you can't get the sack. They'll look after you, whatever ghastly bloomers you make, and no matter how many clangers you drop.
Yes, it's a wise father who knows his own son. And I wouldn't describe what's happening to us as being looked after.
I don't know. This transfer may do us good. They say the air's like wine in the Outer Hebrides.
Posted to archives at Ballymuckie. Oh, dear, dear. Oh, I just hope our office is heated.
Oh, yes. I hear there's a peat fire in the middle of the hut.
Oh, I don't think I can stand it too. A man of my sensibilities. I mean, cut off from London culture, the theatre, the opera, the ballet.
I believe Ballymuckie has an annual herring gutting contest. And we shan't be entirely cut off.
48 hours to get out of Whitehall and into the Outer Hebrides.
I've got your tickets, sir.
Oh, yes. Well, thank you, Mildred, yes.
And Mr. Crawley's come to say goodbye.
I certainly have. I wouldn't want to see you go without shaking your what's-his-names.
Yes, well, thank you, Crawley. I hope you'll all get on with the chaps who'll be taking our place here.
Do you know who that'll be, sir?
A rather odd pair, I'm told. A Mr. Sharp and a Mr. Blunt. Apparently they clanged in the New York office and got transferred here.
Who's taking their place in New York?
Two chaps who messed things up in Ballymuckie.
So people don't have to stay in Ballymuckie forever. You haven't been, like, defiled?
I certainly hope not, Mildred.
Yeah, what I want to know is, what's happening about the Snedfield bypass?
Oh, well, it's been taken out of our hands, Mildred. Sir Gregory's passed the whole project to Fatty Scott's department.
Oh, yes, they really get on with things there. They found a new route already and started work today. They're going through some little place called Groping on the Green.
Groping on the Green, that rings a bell.
Lennoxbone! Lamb! Don't go.
Hey, Sir Gregory, are you all right? Good Lord, you're all covered in brick dust.
You've got to stay here, both of you, and sort out this Snedfield business.
What? Is that plaster in your hair, Sir Gregory, or is your dandruff getting worse?
Scott's department made a ghastly mistake. They're trying to put the bypass through one of our loveliest villages.
Are you sure, sir?
Well, of course I'm sure. I was down there, examining my schedules. And Miss Bentwater was there, taking things down for me.
You'd better sit down, Sir Gregory. You've had a shock.
Yeah, I certainly have. We were just getting down to it, the schedule, when a bulldozer came through the wall, knocked us both off the sofa, and smashed into my portfolio.
Good Lord. So you don't want us in Ballymuckie after all?
Oh, certainly not. It was all a mistake. Now, stay on and sort this thing out.
Ah, yes. Well, that may not be so easy, sir. You know, arrangements have been made. We would need time off to cancel them.
Take all the leave you want, man.
And I was looking forward to getting away from this office with its shabby furniture and worn-out carpet.
You can have new carpets and furniture if you stay. Have anything you want.
You see one? My father was right.
Your father was right.
They do look after you in the civil service.
Bypassed again as the men from the ministry were Richard Murdoch and Derek Giler. Also featured were Norma Ronald, Ronald Badley and John Graham. The program was written and produced by Edward Taylor.
And next week at the same time, the ministry gets into a tiz when a muddled memo accidentally gets into the press reporting that Britain has entered the space race, with Mildred, a lowly civil service secretary, as the plucky astronaut.
Stories to make you smile.
Is Mrs. Arbuthnot your grandmother?
Yes. She's wicked.
She's not.
Her letter is.
Funny stories.
Are those real?
No. They're decorative stuffed cockroaches.
The minister lives there, doesn't he?
Yes. Do you know the Hog's Back?
I didn't even know he'd been away.